Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
His new book is called Lessons from Lucy, The Simple Joys of an Old Happy Dog. It's available through SimonandSchuster.com, Amazon.com, and bookstores near you. Dave Barry is here. It has been a long time since you have been on my show. You used to be on regularly. Now, either you were more proficient at that time, or you're still having flashbacks of working for that Westchester newspaper.
Daily local news. You know, I remember. No, John, it was just that I become a gigantic international star.
I see. That's what it is, huh?
I was happy to see your name on here. You're like an old friend, John.
Thank you so much. Well, let me ask you about, speaking of old friends, you've run out of ideas for books, so you're basically depending on your dog to write them for you now?
She didn't technically write the book, but she did inspire the book. The idea was I got old and my dog got old. We both got old. We're old. I'm kind of down about it. I get sad about being old. Mm-hmm. I would say half the mail I get now is either about prearranging my funeral or about catheters. Or sometimes it's like a package deal where you get your catheters and your funeral all. And my dog, Lucy, who is also old, doesn't seem sad at all about being old. It doesn't occur to her that she's old. She still does all the things she did that make her, she's slower and sleeps more, but she's just as happy as she ever was. She likes to play. She doesn't care about being old, and she doesn't care about a lot of stuff that I care about. So the idea of the book was, if I could figure out what it is Lucy does that makes her so happy, could I do it too? Except, of course, for drinking from the toilet.
Right. Well, that's
what turns out that works. I don't know.
You know, that's one of the things that puzzles dogs, because we close the door when we drink from the toilet.
You know what's going to happen is, at some point, you know this is going to happen. Somebody's going to do a study that's going to show that drinking from the toilet is one of the reasons dogs are healthy and happy.
I feel like we already got that headline for the morning show at some point.
And I want to be dead when that happens.
Now, what have you learned from Lucy overall? What kind of things? Give me an idea.
One obvious thing is keep in touch with your friends. Like dogs, like they immediately, whenever they see anybody, they know, run up to that person, whatever. People don't do that. Like, I'm not sure that all of my friends are still alive. I would have to call them up and ask them, you know, are you still alive? Which would require calling them, which I don't do. Dogs still have fun. Like, I have decided as a result of Lucy to revive my career as a rock band member. I'm in a band of authors called the Rock Bottom Remainders. This is all authors. And we haven't played together in a long, long time, partly because we suck, but mostly because we're old. I decided to get us together for one more gig.
I'm curious, because Stephen King has written some things about this new book. Is he in your band?
Yes, he is. We decided to practice a little bit for this. We have an upcoming gig. We don't usually practice. We know other bands, and I'm just going to name a few off the top of my head, the Rolling Stones, practice ahead of time and then play. We don't do that. We play, and then we say, we should have practiced.
One last thing really quickly. I don't know what you're doing on May 4th. But each year we do this big event. It's called the Dog Walk, and thousands of people show up to support rescue groups and shelters and stuff like that. So if you wanted to move some books, we could give you a little table.
Is that in Philly? You do that in Philly?
Just outside of Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to be actually transporting my daughter back home from college on May 4th.
Likely excuse.
Yeah. No.
I'll just leave her there and go to the dog park.
He'll do anything not to come back here.
I get it.
I love Philly. I actually am going to be in Philadelphia, I think, this week.
Oh, sure.
Convenient.
Right. Yeah. Basically, we could have saved a phone call.
Well, what would be the fun in that?
All right. Okay. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time, dude. You take care.
Okay. You too. Thank you, John.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.